Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Board candidate Ann Fields.
We'll just jump right into it. Ann, I guess when it comes to the Knoxville School Board, why are you running for the Knoxville School Board?
I'm running because I feel like I bring a lot of experience and expertise. I've been a community member of Knoxville for 15 years. It's a place that we chose, and it's a place that I really want to give back to.
The school board, as well as the city of Knoxville, seem to be on a pretty upward trajectory right now with morale pretty high throughout the city. How do you plan to continue with the momentum the school board and the city both have?
I think we've got several areas of opportunity. One is the new facilities that we're doing, and it's exciting working with a brand new middle school. Another one is the funding for the middle school and the improvements at North Star. And the third one is technology. And those are three areas that I know very well. While I was president of William Penn, we had a building spurt going on. So we built the PAC Center, the MTC, and the Market Street dorms. So I feel like I can really come to Knoxville and have some expertise in the building and funding area.
What are some of the areas of improvement you would like to see, and how do you propose to make those improvements?
I think the improvements I just mentioned, one was in facilities, and I think with the bond issue coming up and with a new building, as I mentioned, I know how the questions to ask, and that's important. I've worked with architects, I've worked with funding people, so I know how to do that, and that will be a huge improvement for the students themselves. Also, for North Star, having air conditioning in itself will be a big improvement, not only for the students, but for the teachers. Having a new, bigger gym, an area that is separate from the cafeteria, is another improvement. So I think those improvements are really necessary, and I look forward to helping them with my expertise.
As with all that being said, in your opinion, what is the school district's biggest need?
And I think that that's very close to what are some of those opportunities, because I think when I talk to teachers and when I talk to students, and I've had two grandchildren that spent 4 years in the Knoxville School District, I think that they're making big strides in covering the physical and emotional needs, the educational needs of students, but now it's up to facilities. It's a facility need that now we need to keep up for our children to provide them the facilities that they really need.
Now, we mentioned this already, and we'll get right into it. Recently, the Facilities Task Force presented to the current Knoxville School Board a need for a new middle school, as well as other projects in the next 3 to 5 years. Where do you stand in regards to the potential new middle school, and what are some of the other school district needs, and what are some of your worries?
Some of the worries is that we jump into this without adequate thought. I think that we already have an architect in mind, but with a looming bond issue coming up maybe in March, that's a short time to get the people of Knoxville on board. And I think that that is the biggest concern that I have right now, is communication with the students, communication with the teachers. So the teachers have that opportunity to look and see what do they really need. And that communication with the parents and the taxpayers. And this is a project that will last for decades. You take a look at our other school buildings and how long have they been here? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. So we know that this is going to be a long-term solution to the present needs. And we have to look toward the future to make sure that we have the future goals in mind as well as the current needs.
With the Knoxville School Board elections taking place in conjunction with the city elections, how important is a strong relationship between the city council and the school board? And how do you plan to continue to work with the city council to continue to keep Knoxville on the right path?
I think it is just wonderful that the school board has worked with the city council in our solar project. And so this is something, and as we go forward with the VA project, this is something else. Not only is it city, it's a county and the school board. And all three of those things will really make an impact. We need more housing. And that's not something that the school board can really change, but it can be something that the city council and the county can do. But if the city and the county work together, it means the school board will get more students. We will have more affordable housing. We can provide for some of our workers so that they don't have to leave town, so that they can stay here. So I think that that's very important as we go forwards.
And last but not least, give me your best sales pitch as to why the residents of Knoxville should vote for you for the Knoxville School Board.
I look at this similar to or a metaphor of looking at a new car. You can go to a new car and you can say, how can I improve that new car? And you can say, well, I've had a car. I've driven a car. Yes, that's true. But have you been a mechanic? Do you know the workings of that car? Have you been on the manufacturing? Do you know how they manufacture a car and what the steps are? I've done all of that for the school board. I not only have had students in the Knoxville School District, I've been a teacher. I am that mechanic. I know when it comes to new technology, when it comes to classroom technology or classroom space, I've been there. I've been an administrator. I know how that is, just like in manufacturing. So I'm up to speed. I'm up to speed on financing, on demographics, on building new buildings. So that's why the voters should vote for me, because I bring the experience. I will not have that high learning curve, but instead I will step in and I will bring my knowledge and expertise to the betterment of the Knoxville Community School District.
Thanks to Knoxville School Board candidate Ann Fields for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.